matters. The ArcLight strike, B-52 strike, as you undoubtedly know, was canceled. But the ground operation that was to accompany it proceeded anyhow, although the early intelligence didn't indicate that there was enough in the target area to warrant a B-52 strike. It did appear desirable to proceed with the ground operations, and therefore both U.S. and Vietnamese troops are currently carrying it out. We're hoping to defer any newspaper comment for about 24 to 36 hours until we know what's in there. So far, it looks as though the VC have moved out of the area, but left behind buildings and some stocks of supplies, 50 to 100 tons of rice and so on. There was another U.S. operation carried out shortly before, a day or two before, in conjunction with some Australian troops. Nothing of any great importance came out of it. There have been two major attacks, you may have noticed, over the weekend by the VC against the Vietnamese forces, one in the Con Tum area in the Central Plateau, in which the VC took a district town and apparently held it for a time and have since moved out, and the other outside of Saigon, in which two VC battalions appeared to have struck a South Vietnamese force and inflicted fairly substantial casualties. We have two Marine battalions that we have put on ships out of Okinawa with the thought that later this week you may wish to send them into South Vietnam as part of this buildup of forces that are underway. You don't have to make a decision on that for a day or so. There are some slight indications, hard to fully appraise, but nonetheless worth watching, that the bombing is having some effect on both the North Vietnamese and the Soviets. There were reports in from the South Vietnamese liaison officer to the ICC in Saigon indicating this, a rather extensive, interesting report. And then Barbara Ward, Lady Jackson, has been here this weekend. She asked me to pass on to you a comment that she received from Paul Martin, the Canadian Foreign Minister, after his return from the Commonwealth meeting in London last week. There he had talked to Shastri. Shastri, as you know, had been in Moscow recently. Shastri reported that Kosygin told Shastri two things. First, that the split between the Chinese and the Soviets had gone so far as to be irrevocable. And second, he had given Shastri the indication that the Soviets would accept and probably welcome very confidential, very private discussions with the U.S., possibly leading to some kind of formal negotiations at the end of the monsoon season. Now, I don't think you can put too much on this, but it's an interesting straw in the wind and something we ought to keep in mind.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay.